Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
How about it? How about Taylor Swift, boys
and girls?
Give
her a round of applause, right? Let's celebrate her.
How about the birthday girl? Sources have told me she's tuned in, loves the show, watches on YouTube.
Yes, she does.
What a person, man.
She's awesome. She's the greatest human being, man. She's just the best. And happy birthday. You're right. Today is Taylor's birthday.
Friday the 13th. It's her favorite number. It is her birthday. 35 years young today. Man, you just love to see it. And I know you guys are probably thinking, what did the Chiefs pay you to say this? This is dear from my heart. I say it every day at the end of a show. Go do something nice for somebody because you never know. She went surprise kids at the Kansas City Hospital.
Yeah, Children's Mercy went to yesterday and surprised every kid in the hospital and took pictures with kids.
Signed
TikTok
autographs.
Videos. Yeah, signed autographs, met with the staff. Like,
pet dogs.
She's here in the middle of the week, and there's no home game this weekend, so it wasn't like she flew in and is doing a photo op or anything like that. Now, she's here in Kansas City because this is her home and her adopted home, and she's here. She wouldn't be here if she didn't love it here, visiting kids in the hospital. Like, she's got 1,000 probably things she could be doing, right? Her tour just ended, like, on Sunday, right?
That's right.
So then she flies to Kansas City and then goes and hangs out at Children's Mercy Hospital all day. And I know from years and years of doing work with Noah's Bandage Project and seeing those kids at Children's Mercy Hospital, man, it sucks if you're a child and you're in the hospital. I may get emotional about this. No kid should have to be in the hospital. No kid should have to be battling cancer or anything like that. They should be kids. They should be playing. They should have fun. It happens. And that's why we have one of the greatest children's hospitals in the world in Children's Mercy right here in Kansas City that does amazing things. And my kid was a product of Children's Mercy. My daughter was born with a hole in her heart. We took her to Children's Mercy Hospital every 6 months, going in and making it. And the care that you get at Children's Mercy Hospital is exceptional and is second to none. And then to be a sick kid in the hospital and to have Taylor Swift show up, are you telling me that didn't make the year, the life of a lot of those kids that are fighting for their lives? They're not in there to have a broken arm or something like that. They're fighting for their lives as children. And the best way to fight for your life as a kid or anything like that is to be positive and to be happy. And all of a sudden, Taylor Swift walks into your room. Like, this isn't Patrick Mahomes, man. Like, this is a level above that, right? Like, this is the greatest celebrity on Earth right now, the most popular celebrity on Earth, who gave like $100 million in tips to people over the last year or so. Like, this woman is just a spectacular human being. And if everybody could be just 1% of what Taylor Swift is, this world would be an amazing place. She's just the greatest person that I've ever seen to do that to those kids, to do TikTok videos with kids. She was there all day. I mean, like, who does that? She's awesome, man. We're so lucky that she's in our town.
It's insane, man. Because, I mean, like, you know, sometimes it's like never good enough. And I know there's going to be people that are going to say, well, you know, she's got to do these appearances once a year.
No, she doesn't.
Not at all. And, you know, we always ask, like, you know, could, you know, celebrities do more? Could they use their platform more? We get asked. People will be like, hey, you know, you guys have a pretty big platform. Can you give my wife a shout out for a happy birthday? That's so minute to, like, what this was yesterday. I mean, you go to a Children's Mercy Hospital on, you know, 4 days rest of a worldwide, nationwide tour.
2 year tour.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, your birthday is the next day and you give a gift to people that will, they'll never forget that moment.
Right. Never, ever, ever.
Like, you're signing autographs. You're getting presents. It's like, I think one of them was really cool. It said, I root for Taylor's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she saw it on a blanket. She's like, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And like Max said, she's like, you know, Brock Purdy made me nervous last year. She's dialed in.
She is, yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people that have relationships that maybe can kind of, you know, attest to this, that, you know, you've sat on the couch with, like, maybe your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance that wasn't really interested in football, but the celebrity aspect got, you know, maybe they were T-Swift fans and now they've dove into football a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this game, you know, I could see, like, you know, Taylor Swift in the suite in Cleveland be like, man, they just a lot of worry about left tackle this week. You
right,
know, that
yeah.
Miles Garrett guy's like, everybody's like, huh?
Yeah.
You're dove in like that?
She is. She's dialed in.
I'm captivated by it because it's just, but it's really cool to see that. Not everybody does this celebrity wise. I know that, you know, you see things that maybe we don't talk about enough when there's nice things that happen. It's nice to see stories like this.
And it's not like she had a group following her around with a camera and a boom mic and doing it for clicks and all that kind of stuff. No, she just showed up and the pictures that surfaced were from the people in the hospital. And that's why it's so special, because she's not there looking for publicity or anything like that. She's there to genuinely impact kids.
And it was those people's photos that were uploaded.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. There was no publicity.
TMZ wasn't there.
No, nobody was there. Nobody knew this. The people who worked there didn't know. She just showed up.
Right.
Because you saw some of the comments from the people that work at the hospital. They're like, didn't have this on my bingo card today that Taylor Swift was going to show up. So she showed up, and the power of positive thinking when you're sick and when you're ill, it really goes a long way. We've talked to people over the years that used the Royals in 14 and 15 to battle what they were going through. I'm sure there's a lot of people right now that are using the success of the Chiefs to keep going and have that positive impact and have that positive outlook on life. And Taylor Swift gave those kids that opportunity yesterday. She gave them, I don't even want to say like a moment of like normalism, because Taylor Swift showing up isn't normal. That's just the coolest thing ever. But she gave those kids the opportunity to put a big smile on their face when they're fighting for their lives, man. Taylor, I love you. You're the best.
On the eve of her birthday, she did that. So shout out to Taylor Swift. Happy
what do you want
birthday.
For your birthday? You know, I'm just going to go visit the kids in the hospital.
I'll give you something for your birthday. Here's a key to the city for the rest of your life.
Yeah. God,
that's what they need to give her.
Stay focused, Dusted. Stay focused, Dusted. Stay focused, Dusted.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Somebody should alert Tony Dungy, too, to what Taylor Swift did yesterday.
Oh, boy. We are now going to be joined by Mitch Holthus, brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience. Outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Also brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, I'm focused, buddy. Here we go. We do it again. We dive down the X's and O's, and welcome to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. How we doing, my friend?
Bob, words are empty at this time of year. Is he truly focused?
I'm looking at him right now, and I don't think he just really comprehended what you just said. So I'm going to answer and say no.
Stay focused, Dusty.
There you go. I mean, it's brought to you by Silverstein. Maybe we take him over there and get him focused.
Focus both of us, man.
Mitch, I got bifocals on the left side of this offensive line today, buddy. I can tell you that much. That's where I'm focused.
Well, most of the kingdom is, too, including yours truly. And I heard you guys talking about Taylor Swift before I got on. Think about this. She just went this exhausting tour. You would think she would want to go to, I don't know, some island and just crash. Instead, she comes here, does that, and I'm with you. I just think it's awesome, because if it's me and it's my birthday and I've been on an exhausting tour, I don't think I would spend all day at a hospital helping kids. So big shout-out. Not only happy birthday to Taylor Swift, but way to go.
Yeah, it's really cool, too, that she didn't let anybody know. She just showed up. She just did her thing. And, you know, for all these, you know, these dolts out there that are trying to tell you, oh, this is a contrived relationship by the NFL and all that kind of stuff, man, kiss my ass. This is as real as it gets, and this is just wonderful.
Is this part of the NFL script?
Yes.
It includes replacement kickers kicking replacement kicker field goals that doink and shoink and blocks. It's all great script writing, by the way.
Yes.
Whoever's in this cabin in the woods writing these scripts deserves a raise.
No, it's been spectacular. But let's talk about what we don't want to talk about, and that's that left side of the line, man. The left side of the line, Mitch versus Myles Garrett. Your thoughts?
Well, how much ammo do we have left? It's like it's a little bit of the Alamo feeling, kind of feeling surrounded. Myles Garrett is phenomenal. I'm not sure if he's not the best of all of these guys, and that's not to cast aspersions on the Boses or Von Miller's at the end of the career, but Khalil Mack, all those edge rushers, Danielle Hunter, and now we get him back-to-back, actually. The top two in the league, we may get back-to-back. Because Myles Garrett, Danielle Hunter right now, I think, is 1-2. Myles Garrett is just a stud. I was talking with Coach Reed about it this week. Garrett really has a goal of playing in the NBA, and who's going to stop him? Just a phenomenal athlete, and it's going to take all hands on deck to just slow him down. That and the quick game, the quick passing game, was encouraging to see that last week. If it's going to take everything you can find to slow down Myles Garrett, because he has three strip sacks that leads the NFL. That's what's terrifying. He won't just get sacks. He'll get game-changing plays. And so Myles Garrett obviously needs to be accounted for by everybody that breathes in the kingdom.
Mitch, when you look at this Cleveland team, is it – because we were having this discussion earlier that, you know, they're 3-10. They're kind of like – they're kind of an enigma, I think, because I don't think their record indicates really what they are, but they also are that team that, you know, they're the starting pitcher that can go out there for six scoreless innings, and then it just all falls apart. You look at the scoreline at the end of the game, and it's 7-2.
Or it's the starting pitcher that you face that's 3-10 with an ERA of, like, I don't know, 3.9, and they just – you can't hit him.
So the Royals
seven
season.
Innings. Well, yeah, I mean, it's like Wheeler of the Phillies, but he'd have a good record. This is a guy that have a bad record in September, and you're in a pennant chase, and he just shuts you down.
Mm-hmm.
That's these guys. I mean, that's their potential. Ask Baltimore. If Cleveland guys don't turn it over, and they've got 21 giveaways, if they don't turn it over, they're super dangerous. And their most effective part of their team is right now what the Chiefs are facing the most challenges with, not just what we mentioned with Myles Garrett, and protection across the board, but also the deep third of the pass defense. This is a deep third team. The biggest deep third challenge the Chiefs have had since week two in the Cincinnati Bengals, meaning Jerry Jeudy is lighting it up, and famous Jameis Winston is launching it down there. That is a problem in this game.
So how do we get kind of that defensive effort, I don't want to say effort, but that performance, I guess we could say, maybe that we had in the early part of the season where nobody was catching anything and they were doing amazing things back in that defensive backfield?
It's an awesome question. I think
Thank
it's
you.
The well, it's the I think it's the main question of the day, even more than the Myles Garrett one, just because it's been a bit more of a mystery. Ever since that last drive by Tampa Bay to tie the game, the Chiefs have given up 20-plus plays. Spags and I were talking about it yesterday. And all it takes is kind of one play, like the Shamari Connor play last week. If he gets his head turned and knocks it down, that could be a double-digit win against the Chargers. But I talked to Trent McDuffie, you guys, and, you know, he's got that class of 22 is such a wise group. They're so mature mentally and emotionally. I talk about them all the time. But I asked Trent McDuffie, how do you get the swag back? How does this defense get its swag back?
Mm-hmm.
And listen to his answer. I think there's some interesting parts in this answer.
Getting the swag back.
Yeah.
Because let's just be honest, 10 giveaways.
Yep.
But how does this defense get its swag back starting this week with Cleveland?
Yeah. You know what I think it is? One, I think it's turnovers. You know what I mean? I think we've gone a few weeks where we haven't had turnovers, and turnovers is huge. You know, it's a momentum thing. But also I think guys just need to let loose and have fun. Like, I think we were being so dominant in that first Chargers half. After every play, there was energy. You guys were hype. Guys were having fun. Guys were running over to each other across the sideline. And when we're at our best, I can just see the energy of the team. It's infectious. You know, we go out there as one, and we're just a whole unit. So not worrying so much about, like, the score, but just worrying about just being us and having fun doing it, I think is going to be the best way we can get our swag back.
Have fun, Mitch, huh?
Well, no, hear me out on this. There's something I take serious to this.
Sure.
In the fact that these guys are so self-aware, and they're so self-aware of what's at stake. They've been this way. I told you, nobody has to say a word. It's every day I see it where they know what's at stake. But they've been so serious and kind of tightened up. It's like any of us where we're faced with a challenge or we know there's a big task. These guys almost need to loosen up on defense. Think of the play in Germany against Tyreek Hill. Think of that play where McDuffie strips it, and it's picked up by Mike Edwards, who flips it back to Brian Cook, who runs for a touchdown. That's a fun, let's just cut it. You've got to stay on your task. You've got to know your assignment on that very play. But you, on defense especially, you've got to have some fun and fly around. I don't think this defense is having fun, and there have been times where they have been able to make plays and haven't made them. And I think a lot of it is trying to do the right thing at all the right times, and it's actually led to a much less desired result. So if this, I think Trent McDuffie's right. If they can recapture a little bit of the 10-year-old in them and fly around, this defense could be much different over the next several weeks. I know it sounds simplistic, but I think he's on to something.
All right, Mitch, let me ask you this, though. How much of this defense playing the way that they're playing is because they feel like, I can't make a mistake right now? It's not like the offense is putting up 30 every game, you know? So the margin of error for me seems to be very small for defense. But offensively, if they just turn one field goal a game into a touchdown, then I think we think more of the defense. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And if you listen to between the lines of that interview with him, I think that comes oozing out as a sublime part of this. Now, it's not being mad at the offense. They bailed each other out this year, and special teams have bailed offense and defense out. But I do think the fact that, yes, but it's the way it was last year,
mm-hmm.
Bob. That's how they got to the playoffs and won the division. It was the defense doing it. But they did it in a different light. And this year the expectations are so high, and the ramifications are so big, it's kind of doubled that thought. So I'm with you. I think they're thinking all of that. And so it's a matter of them looking at each other on defense and go, why don't we just play and turn it loose? Because I think that's been the lack of takeaways. I've got to do the perfect thing at the perfect time every time. And no, you don't. No, you don't. Just be in the direction. Don't blow an assignment, but attack and maybe take a chance on going after an interception. And instead of like, oh, man, I've got to be just perfect. So I'll be interested to see if the defense plays a little bit differently this week in that regard.
Talking to Mitch Holtis here, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, I do it every week, stay focused. I said this isn't a normal game because I don't want to see a normal style of Chiefs offense. Man, I will be thrilled if both those running backs in the backfield have 15 carries each, and I feel like that might be a way to subside the dominance in Myles Garrett. Am I wrong, or am I not focused? I don't know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
How you see that playing out?
I like your thinking, but you got to also get some explosive plays in those runs. Now, I'm going to throw in some IJP, Ryan. You said two. I'm going to say three. Mm-hmm. First of all, P. Ryan's block saves the game last week against the Chargers on Derwin James. That might be the biggest play of the year that we're going to forget about. That was awesome. Or otherwise, Pat does not hit Xavier Worthy and get that first down. Mm-hmm. The other thing was his tackle-breaking play when he was able to catch the checkdown pass and break two tackles and get a first down. You remember that? Yep. So I'm going to throw Piron in on this, but I would unleash the three-headed monster, not just in runs, Dusty, but also in the short passing game. Because in the short passing game, whether it's angles, circles, these guys can break tackles, and you can get a double-digit play out of a non-designed double-digit play, if that makes sense. But I would use all three of these cats, and I'd burn it up.
What do you think they're going to do at left tackle? Is it going to be Wanye Morris, or do you move Joe Tooney outside to the left tackle position and put Caliendo in there?
Now, that's where you stare at the ceiling fan. I think you've got to be ready for everything in this. I'm curious if Coach Reed will address it today. If he doesn't, I think you have to be ready for everything. I think it's all of the above. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's what I told you guys last week with DJ Humphreys. You know, that DJ Humphreys last week in the first half of that game against the Chargers, and think of who he's going against, had his OTAs, his mandatory mini camps, his training camp, and his preseason in one half. We just want to say, hey, it's Madden, just plug him in and I'll create this character and it'll be fine. That's this discussion too. It could be all of that. It could be all of that. And I'm not skirting your answer.
Yeah.
They're looking for answers.
No doubt. But
you've got to be ready to do every possible circumstance to try to win this game.
So and I want to fast forward just for a minute, though, because I'm thinking of it. How do they address this in the offseason? Is it free agency? Is it trying to trade up? Like, obviously, that's the biggest weakness that they need to address. And they've done a great job of addressing those weaknesses over the years.
You know Brett Veach. And he's on it already. Like, he thinks way ahead of all of us. I think it's, again, you have to look at everything, no stone unturned. You've got to look at maybe a trade. The thing that's going to be odd about this offseason is I don't think you're going to have piles of cash to go out and go shop and get the best available free agent left tackle. They haven't done that really anyway, to some extent with Orlando Brown Jr., and maybe with Juwan Taylor, but you've got to not just give up on Kingsley Suamaitia or Wanye Morris. You can't just go, well, that's it. I don't think they can do it. Their offseason begins the first second the game is over to end this season, whatever game that is, hopefully Super Bowl 59, that even if you win Super Bowl 59 and you have a parade, it'd be like the day after the parade, boys, we got to start and get you ready for the 2025 season. It is going to take all spring and all summer of development work with those guys and continue to look at a veteran. You look at the draft. I don't think this is a particularly deep draft for, oh, there's 10 left tackles. In fact, how many left tackles bust early in their career? So it's going to be no stone unturned when looking at that position and really the entire offensive line.
Well, we got to wait to get there because we have to
stay focused, Dusty,
on this game, and hopefully they can get to 13-1 and
stay focused, Dusty,
on to the next week, Mr. Holtis. We will continue to have you join us on Fridays and continue to listen to your voice of the Chiefs, and have a good call in Cleveland, and best of luck, sir.
Actually, that recording is of your fifth grade science teacher, Mr. Woodcock.
That's right.
He also taught PE.
That's right.
You remember the Billy Bob Thornton character?
Oh, yeah.
In the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's Mr. Woodcock saying,
stay focused, Dusty.
That's right. All right, Mitch, take care, buddy. Bye. Mitch Holtis there, Mr. Woodcock. That's a pull. I haven't seen that movie in forever. Mitch Holtis brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. I actually did have a fifth grade teacher, and his name was Mr. Wynn Holtz. Not Woodcock.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Lou Holtz, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Wynn Holtz.
Mr. John Holt.
Got to watch Bill Nye the Science Guy every Friday for his
so
class.
So he came over hungover after Thursday night hitting the bars.
Possibility.
Didn't he? That's how you knew your teacher was hungover. Now, you know, as an adult, it was movie day. Miss Johnson was hungover last night.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.